on a buggy. Have you ever heard of shabs?
No.
Shabs or something like that. Okay. On a wagon wheel. Oh, you might be able to guess this. The metal part on the outside of a wagon wheel.
No.
Rim. You ever heard of
rim? I mean, that sounds logical, but I didn't know.
Yeah. You ever heard of something else than a wagon? Something called a single tree?
No.
Double tree?
No.
Okay. If somebody was had a load of something and they were picking up it, like, I don't know, wood or something, they were picking up at one place, dropping it off another, going back and picking some more up, dropping it off, you'd say they were?
Loading and unloading.
Okay. Would you ever use the word hauling?
Well, hauling to me would just get in a big truck and throw lots of stuff in it.
Okay, hauling to you would be like a big truck and throw stuff in it. Very good. Okay, now if somebody had a log and fallen across somebody's driveway, okay, and they might have to put chains around it. And talking about dragging it, you'd say yesterday they
the log.
Yeah.
Down
the
sidewalk.
Yeah, okay. And then still talking about dragging, you'd say over the past year they have okay, if you're talking about one of these things that you drive, that we all drive, would be a
automobile.
Okay. And you'd say every day I
drive.
And yesterday I
drove.
And over the past few weeks I have
driven.
English
course here.
What would you call what you would use to break the ground with in the spring?
Shovel.
All right. And how about when they're going to plant some crops, when farmers going to plant crops, they take something, they hitch it up to a horse or mule, and they call that a
darn.
I think you know what I
do. I know it, but I don't, okay. I can't place the word.
I'll just say it and get you to say it for me. Plow.
Plow, right.
Have you ever heard of anything called a harrow?
No.
Okay. Now, this would be the same on a car, but on a wagon, the wheels of a wagon, there's a thing that runs underneath the wagon or runs underneath the car that the wheels sit on.
Excellent.
Sure. You know, this kind of a wooden frame that's shaped like an A. And people would lay boards across it. You can lay boards, to set up.
Well, they call it a horse or something.
Yeah.
Or wood horse or something.
Right.
Like that.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. And when you fix your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
And when you're using one of those, you say that you're going to do what to your hair?
Brush.
There's a thing that they used to use to sharpen straight razors. It's a leather.
Well, I don't know, really.
Okay. I know. On a shoe, on this part of my shoe would be called a
strap. I know the wire by this.
Yeah, but you can't think of it like that. Yeah. Now there is some ammunition that people would put in a revolver, and not a bullet, but there's another word.
Powder.
Yeah, this has powder in it. Well, I'll just see if you know this word, cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say it.
Cartridge.
That is a word that you might not use, but you do are familiar with.
I've heard it, but if it's any difference in any guns, like I've just heard bullet, you know.
Yeah.
But I've heard cartridge too.
You've heard that, okay. This is something that children play on. Goes up. And if children are playing on one of those, you say they are?
Seesawing.
This is a thing that, another playground type thing. And it's something that goes round and round.
Right, oh, merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.